Good morning, everyone. Take a moment before we begin to go ahead and welcome everyone here to this sort of kickoff mass for the big homecoming week here at UL. In particular, I want to welcome any guests that we might have, alumni who are in town, faculty, staff, students, parents, in particular, our homecoming court, who includes Miss Maddie Arte, who is our wonderful lecturer today, who's very involved in our Greek ministry. We also want to recognize Mr. Dane Adams, the SGA president, who's also involved in the Greek ministry. Happy to have everybody here to kick off homecoming week with this solemn mass. Homecoming, traditionally in the United States, is the time in a school or an academic year, usually in the fall, when the institution welcomes alumni back to the university. It's a time to reconnect with old friends, to allow the sharing of school memories, and to celebrate together, hopefully, a victory by the Cajuns. And it's a week that I look forward to every year here at UL. Particular riding on the float and throwing beads, but that's a different story. As I was preparing this homily today, I was reflecting and realized that the word homecoming, the call this homecoming here at UL, implies in a real way that this university is our home, an institution of almost 19,000 students is a home. When you think about it, it seems to be odd or counterintuitive, because a home we normally associate with small, cozy places. But is it possible for us to call this university, our alma mater, a home? Let's think a bit about what makes a home and how, if indeed it is, UL is our home during this homecoming week. Well, first of all, a home is the place where a family lives. People who are connected, who live together. Home is not like a college dorm or a college apartment. It's also a place of welcome. You can leave and you're always welcome back. People are welcome to come and celebrate. But overall, a home is a place of love and a place of friendship. So if you think about it, this perfectly describes the University of Louisiana. So especially here in Lafayette, we are all one big family. Sometimes in a very literal way, with everybody having the same last name. We're all connected. My cousins or nephews here or there. We're one family here. But also, how many students from other parts of the state or our own nation or even out of the country come here? And I've talked to them and they say how much they feel welcome here at UL. When they come to the campus, it's what draws them. It feels like home even after their first visit. And then finally, the love and the friendship and the way we celebrate that here at UL. We love our alma mater, and the tremendous school spirit, even the people wearing red today, reflects the love that binds us together. And so I think we can understand our university as a home, and we're coming back home this week. But for our purposes today, we as Catholics who come together to worship, it reminds us that the church, the body of Christ, is our home. And so every Mass, in particular every Sunday Mass, is sort of like a small homecoming. We come back home. Quite literally, and in the early days of Christianity, particularly in Rome, before they had official churches, Christians worshipped in homes. The early domestic churches that a little while later became the titular churches, the early most important churches in the city of Rome. But going back to the three things we talked about, we realize that we can apply it properly to the church. We are one big family. Through Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, we become adopted sons and daughters of God. He is our Father, Christ is our brother, and Mary is our mother. We are all related in that common bond of our shared baptism. And the church should be a home and a place of welcome. This is something that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has talked about. So if you look at the readings from today, the first reading says that we should be open to all, particularly welcoming of the poor and the needy. The second reading, St. Paul is talking about the church in Thessalonica, I'm having a hard time pronouncing it today, talks about the warm reception that they give to the other churches and the Christians in the area. And finally, it is a place of love. In the gospel today, we hear the great commandment to love God and to love our neighbor. So even this idea of loving our neighbor, neighbors are the people who live next to our home. This idea of the church as a home comes through in this. In a certain sense, if we're very close, these neighbors are part of our family. They're welcome in our homes. It's the love we share for all. And so I want to now bring it down even more. And understanding the university is a home, the church is our home, to realize the fact that for 91 years now, 91 years, Our Lady of Wisdom at the heart of UL's campus has been a home to countless numbers of individuals, particularly students and alumni of this university. Now, quite literally for some, I think that Our Lady of Wisdom is a home. If I didn't kick them out at night, they would probably sleep here in Jean-Marc Hall, bring their pillows and everything. But we are one big family here at Our Lady of Wisdom. Many of you have had Wisdom as a home away from home. When you were here at UL, many of you here at UL, this becomes your home away from home. People who come from out of the city, the state of the country, who said that they left their families, but over here they found a new family, the people and the parishioners here at Our Lady of Wisdom. And quite often, I really feel like a father here at home. I love my children, I teach them, and I form them. And sometimes I have to get out of their case to pick up after themselves and clean up and not leave the cafe a mess, just like a normal father would do. And parishioners who choose to come and be a part of our community say they do so because Wisdom feels like a family. The parish feels like a family. But Wisdom is also, I believe, to be a place of welcome. One of the things that we inculcate in the students is they need to be intentional in welcoming people on campus and greeting them when they come to Mass, they see a new face, or they come into the cafe or the center. But not just sitting around here waiting to welcome people, going out on campus, into the dorm rooms, the athletic fields, into the classrooms, the fraternity and sorority houses, and inviting them to get involved. One of the big blessings we've had over the course of the past several years to have the Focus missionaries here. And that's their duty and their job, to go out and invite others and make them welcome here at Wisdom. And some of you may be aware that we've been very blessed to have a group of Dominican priests and Dominican sisters here over the course of the past week. And in fact, they're here with us today, Father James, Father Charlie, and Father Benedict. We also have Father Hashtag Dancing Priest here also joining us. And so with the sisters, we've been out on campus all week talking to students, inviting them to get involved, having outdoor adoration and confessions, spiritual conferences, culminating yesterday in retreats for both the young men and women, nearly 50 students attending both of those combined. And finally, wisdom is a place of love. It's so wonderful to see students getting along, no matter what affinity group they come from. They are part of a big family. And the love that parishioners have for students and their willingness to be involved in their lives and to serve them. And then the friendships that come here and often last a lifetime. Even more than friendships, I'm sure there are people here who met in Wisdom and got married and went on to raise a family. We want to continue for the next 91 years to be that home for the students here at UL. And that's why we depend upon the support of the family, our neighbors, alumni, to support this home away from home. And that's why we're doing for the third year now our big homecoming matching gift weekend. Lots of excitement last year. Some of you may remember that over the course of that week, we raised over $160,000 for our ministry. And so again this year, thanks to donations from generous benefactors who have come forward with an amazing gift, which will match any and all contributions up to the sum of $50,000. All of it going to support our ministry here. And so I hope that you will get involved as members of our family. Our goal to raise $101,000 in celebration of 91 years of Catholic campus ministry here at UL. Your gift, your commitment, will help us keep pace with the growth we are experiencing and trying to maintain our home. So if you look in the pews, some of you maybe you're sitting on it, we have cards there. And there's extra information in the bulletins in the pews that tell you how you can help to support our ministry. So this is how it works. Option number one, you become a ministry partner through a recurring electronic monthly gift, and it will be matched during the course of this week up to $50,000. One of the most significant ways you contribute to the sustainability of this ministry is to become a ministry partner by signing up for an electronic monthly gift. Option number two, support the ministry through a single gift by placing your gift or your tithe in the offertory basket today or next weekend, or by going online to RagingCajunCatholics.org/donate, and that will be matched. And I'm also encouraging you to go and get the word out. We had over 200,000 views of this guy dancing on our website this week. Imagine if the same people could hear this message about supporting Catholic campus ministry. He might do another dance for you. So simply complete your card and place it in the offertory basket or go online to give your gift electronically. The deadline is Monday, November 3rd, and all contributions will be matched dollar for dollar up to $50,000. So as always, I thank you, staff, and the students, thank you for supporting our ministry this year here at Our Lady of Wisdom, which is a Catholic home here on UL's campus. We pray for a wonderful, spirit-filled homecoming week. Go Catholic, go Cajuns.